All right, if you're just joining us, we are asking the question, is aging a disease that can be treated? Now, that said, we can reword it this way. Is aging a medical condition that can be treated? And I'm not just, you know, throwing words around. That is the way some experts are looking at it. I just defined for you what disease means. For those of you just joining us, I'm asking the question, is aging a disease that can be treated? And I gave the definition of the word disease, and I kind of revised the question, but by making one simple change, I replaced the word disease with its definition. So again, a disease is a condition of the living animal or plant body or of one of its parts that impairs normal functioning and is typically manifested by distinguishing signs and symptoms. It can be considered a sickness or a malady. A disease can be considered a sickness or a malady. So, is aging a condition that fits that bill? If so, some people would consider it a medical condition. And so the question then would become, is aging a medical condition that can be treated? Well, David Sinclair has been reverse engineering the aging process for 2 decades. He's co-director of the Paul F. Glenn Center for the Biology of Aging at Harvard Medical School. And he and his colleagues have identified several key enzymes and interactions inside cells that cause them to lose their identity over time. As a result, making our bodies more susceptible to diseases like cancer, heart disease, and dementia. Reverse engineering the aging process. They have identified several key enzymes and interactions inside cells that cause them to lose their identity over time, making our bodies more susceptible to diseases. So, does the disease make our bodies more susceptible to disease? Well, let's keep going. Because one of the questions being posed is this. What if aging itself is the real disease? Sinclair, talking to Seeker.com, said that aging is the one disease that we all get if we live long enough. Now, be thinking about what we've said. Now, I deliberately went over that definition again and again and again of what a disease is. So keep that definition at the forefront of your minds as we continue this discussion and we hear what various people have to say about it, including the experts. Aging, Dr. Sinclair says, is the one disease that we all get if we live long enough. He defines it as a disease. He says most doctors are trained that aging is something separate from disease. But he says the only difference in the medical textbooks is that if the majority of people get an age-associated disorder, we call it aging. Now notice now, he said if the majority of people get an age-associated disorder, we call it aging. If less than half of people get something over time, it's a disease. I'm not so sure of that. I'm trying to think about the number of times I've heard people talk about dementia or Alzheimer's. Or I've read articles about dementia, Alzheimer's. And heard people or read that people called that aging. I know that I've read and heard that people have said it is related to aging or comes about with aging, but I don't remember them calling it aging. I think about what people tell us about osteoporosis, what we've read about osteoporosis. And I know that I've read articles, books where people have said osteoporosis is part of the aging process. Offhand, I don't recall having people refer to osteoporosis as aging. I just don't remember hearing them call osteoporosis aging. I've heard them and read the materials where they said it is part of the aging process, but I never read where they, I don't recall ever having read where they called osteoporosis aging. In fact, it seems to me that could get very confusing if you call osteoporosis aging and you call dementia aging. And the numerous other things that come as a part of the aging process that they called menopause aging. It's part of the aging process. I've read that, I've heard that, but I don't recall ever having heard anyone or read anyone refer to it as aging itself, to call it aging. That's why I was saying, you know, I want you to be thinking through what we'll be discussing, because an expert says it may be accurate. An expert says it may not be accurate. So, Dr. Sinclair says that if the majority, he says that the difference in the medical textbooks is that if the majority of people get an age-associated disorder, they call it aging. If less than half of people get something over time, it's a disease. Dr. Sinclair is part of a growing movement of geroscientists, gero coming from the word gerontologist, who work with the elderly specifically. Part of a growing movement of geroscientists who believe that aging is not inevitable. Now, right here, now notice they're not saying right here that they have these people who believe that aging, the aging process, is not inevitable. In other words, it's going to happen no matter what. They're saying that there are geroscientists who believe that aging is not inevitable. Now, you and I hear the word aging, and we think getting older, particularly as people are moving into their senior years and are in their senior years. But they call diseases aging. So this is what they're saying. What we once thought of as a natural process is in fact a degenerative condition, a condition that cannot be cured, but can in fact be slowed. We once thought of it as a natural process. They're saying it is not a natural process. It is a degenerative condition. And of course, a degenerative condition is one wherein something or someone is gradually, progressively breaking down. Okay, so here are our options. Is aging a natural process? That's option one. Is aging a degenerative condition? That's option two. Or is aging a natural process that is also degenerative? Is aging only a natural process? Is aging a condition wherein the body is breaking down or is aging, a natural process that by its nature calls for the body to break down. Be thinking about that. I'll be back in a few.